Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
As if there weren't enough controversial issues being debated during this presidential election year, now the issue of confirming a Supreme Court nominee has been thrown into the mix. Democrats say a hearing should be deferred until after the election, while Republicans say that the process should move forward as soon as possible. Let's look at their arguments. Democrats say Republicans were amiss in not advancing the nomination of Merrick Garland. President Barack Obama nominated him on March 16, 2016, to serve as an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court following the death of Antonin Scalia. The Senate Republican majority refused to hold a hearing or vote on the nomination, insisting the next elected president should fill the vacancy. Democrats want to hold the Republicans to the same standard this time around. However, in 2016, Obama was a Democrat president while Republicans controlled the Senate. Now the White House and Senate are both controlled by the same party. There's no delineation in the Constitution that says whether or not the Senate must delay or hurry a confirmation. The only point that is spelled out is that the president must nominate a candidate and that the Senate must deliberate and then vote on that nominee. That's it. Had Democrats controlled the White House and Senate in 2016, would they have deferred a vote for Garland until after the presidential election? Very doubtful. They would have proceeded with a great sense of deliberate speed, and that would have been understandable. And it's understandable that they want to impede the Republicans from going forth with the nomination that President Trump has promised to reveal this coming Saturday. Each side will do everything they can to stymie the other side. That's the world of politics. But President Trump has every constitutional authority to nominate a successor to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Nancy Pelosi has threatened to impeach President Trump if he nominates someone to fill the seat, suggesting she would seek to impeach the president for attempting to fulfill his constitutional duties. Obviously an absurd effort on her part. Others are suggesting that Republicans are dancing in the grave of Ginsburg by not honoring Ginsburg's desire to have a successor nominated by the next president. Now, first of all, the claim of Republicans dancing on the grave of the late justice is just obscene. Second, where anyone got the idea that the desires of a departed justice should be taken into account when seeking to replace that justice is patently insane. Let's be very clear. Both political parties would do anything in their power to advance their agenda, and that is exactly what one should expect from a political party. What is interesting is that President Trump released a list of people he would consider to fill the vacant seat. In June, Joe Biden suggested he was getting together a list of his own. Now he's saying he might not release that list. Conventional thought is that if he includes a far-left progressive, moderates will be turned off. If he includes moderates on that list, left-wing progressives will be turned off. So don't expect any kind of list from Joe Biden. At one point during the primaries, Biden said he would not entertain the idea of so-called packing the Supreme Court. That would include expanding the court to perhaps 15 members, and all those members would be of a liberal mindset. FDR tried that and failed. The number of Supreme Court justices has remained constant at 9 since the Judiciary Act of 1869. If Republicans proceed with the president's nomination, Democrats have threatened that nothing is off the table. They will do anything, no matter how radical, to turn things around. So Republicans now will do everything legal and within the Constitution to advance their agenda. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.